Okay, tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Mermelstein family in honor of the yahrzeit of Jack's mother, Manya Baskitzel Leib. It's Ann's mother? Oh. In honor of Ann's mother, Manya Baskitzel Leib, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And also sponsored by the Goldschmidt family in honor of Sid's grandfather, Achaver Moshe Yehuda ben Achaver Yitzchak. These words of Divrei Torah, Mirtz Hashem, should be his chus, le'ilui nishmasam. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro. So last year, I said that we were going to skip to skip to the Gemara Chavav Mabiz as an Agada to hear a fascinating story about Sancheir of Kedai to look at about Kesher Rishayim Einam and Aminyan, that whenever the Rabbeinu Shalom refers to a group, he doesn't include Rishayim in that group. That's not considered a Kesher. It's an interesting Gemara, but we're going to try to move on. I wanted to move on to the Gemara. A lot to talk about on Chavavim and Beis. So the end of this Agadikta, the Gemara is talking about Torah, that's called Toshia. And then the Gemara says as follows, a new Gemara, Amar Ula. Look at this Gemara. We're really going to speak about the next Gemara, but I wanted to just bring out this idea, which I thought was fascinating. The Gemara says, Amar Ula. It's, if you go to the wide lines, so it's five lines up from the wide lines. Amar Ula is two words from the end of the line. Amar Ula, Machshava Mo'eles Afilu L'Divrei Torah. So Rashi says, Machshava Mo'elis, what is this? The strange phrase, Machshava Mo'elis. Machshava works with what? So Machshava is actually a negative point. Machshava is what Rashi, Dagos Halev, Al Mizoynoisiv Shel Adam, when a person is so concerned about where the next paycheck is coming from, he's so concerned. Mo'elis, it's not a positive thing. It's Mahanya L'Shakeach Limudo. It really makes a person not able to focus on his learning, and he forgets everything that he learns. But listen to what the Gemara goes on to say. The Gemara says, how do you know? Amar ula machsheva mo'eles afilu divrei Torah. It works even to affect divrei Torah. Shene'emar meifer machshavas arumim v'loise asena yedeyam toshia. As the pasuk says, again, that's why the Gemara is bringing this down. Toshia is referring to Torah, that the machshavas of arumim eradicates its meifer. The Toshia, it's made for the Divrei Torah, and you don't have the ability to retain the Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, imasukin lishma, but if a person learns lishma, ain't a mo'elis, then it won't allow you to forget. Shenemar, Rabbus machsheves belev ish, va'atzos Hashem hisakum. What's atzos Hashem hisakum? If you have a machshava and eitzah sheyesh bo dvar Hashem, what does that mean? It means machshava for, let's take about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machshava lishma, Torah lishma, then that Torah will be miskayim, that Torah will remain. That Torah will remain. So listen to this fascinating Rashi. Mayfir machshavas arumim, when the Torah is not lishma, when the Torah is with other machshavas, other daigas, so it's not going to work. Listen to what Rashi says. Noisim lehem mazonos umevato machshavas milivam shelo yehu meinuchin alusan lasos toshia lishna achrina machshava sha'odam mechashiv kach v'kach ese kach v'kach tale biyade. If a person plans out, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen. Mo'elis lehashbis hadover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that it can't. That's not what's going to happen. She'ein machshavosu miskayemes. It's not going to be. Both in the world of Parnasa, a person thinks, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen, and this is how I'm going to make the money here, and this is what it's going to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Teva, make sure that doesn't happen. Why? So that you shouldn't think, both in the world of Teva, but then Rashi says, and even in the world of Dvar Torah. Afilu Dvar Torah. Kegoyin ha'oimer, listen to this. Ad yoim tvoini yesayim kach vekach mesechtis. I couldn't believe this, Rashi. We think we got to get a plan. We got to decide, when are we going to finish? When are we going to be the end? This is the mocker for our shiur. We're going so slow, Baruch Hashem. 3 years, we're still on Sunday. When are we going to finish? When are we going to be done? Rashi says no. And the Meiri explains, I'll tell you why. It's a fascinating idea. He says, because if a person is only goal-oriented when it comes to learning, so you know what sometimes a person's going to say? Oh yeah, I'll finish the Masechta. I'll just double up next week, and then I'll finish the Masechta. And then it's going to turn into a Talmud Torah of Likasha Ethna Eshna. When I have the opportunity, I'll learn there. It's all about finishing the goal. Kisha Ethna Alashayim, Masechta Zuve, Masechta Zuve. No, what happened to the Hagisa Bo Yom of Alayla? What happened to the learning of today? What happened? It's not just about finishing the blot. It's not just about covering the ground. It's about actually understanding. It's about Torah Lishma. So it's not necessarily the right approach to always. Again, you have to have a balance, because in chinuch we want to set goals. And without goals, you also have the opposite extreme. If a person never set goals, so what's the problem? So I can do this, I can do that. We want to set goals, but if it becomes too much, too goal-oriented, so then that could be a problem as well. It's fascinating. Rashi didn't have to do that. What? Right. Right. Exactly. Right. Right. Yep. But it also has, it also really has its positives also, because it makes sure that achrayus and ish v'yesh. I heard from Rabbi Glasser. Rabbi Glasser said today, he said, I was Messiah, the first daf in every Masechta in Shas. So, yeah. So, machshava moelas hafilu teidere. Let's see the top tesis. Perish Riva, the top tesis. Daigas leva adam amazonelsov, mahani l'shakeach mimenu kol shar machshavas. A person's totally, his mind is saturated with what? With thinking about where the next bill is coming from. We all know this, it's true. And you can't focus. Af machshavas devrei Torah, you can't focus. Shenemar mefer machshavas arum. V'koya noisin matar al pnei ha'aretz. And the pasuk is talking about noisin matar. Yesh mefarshim, but then Tosfos says a separate shot. Moelis mishakeres v'loy titzlach. Kloimerim adam choishev hein lahasher hein gam ledivrei Torah lo yaspik ella kisha asa lishma kedemasik. Like just like Rashi said that other pshat as well, that alternative pshat. But I want to introduce to you a new pshat, a pshat of the Marasha. But I think this Marasha needs a little bit of akdama, because this Marasha is not only a beautiful pshat, but I think this Marasha answers an unbelievable kasha that is addressed in the world of Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, so Machshava Moyel. So before we do the Marasha, so let's see the following shaila. If you open up in Birkas Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, in Simen Mem Zayin, so the Machaber Paskins, Mechaber Paskins in Sif Dalid. Hamehar b'divrei Torah einu tzarech levarach. What happens if a person wakes up in the morning and he wants to think about divrei Torah? He wants to just think about divrei Torah. So the Mechaber says, if you're maharer, you don't need to make a birkas haTorah. It's not 100% clear if the Mechaber means, okay, and therefore I'm allowed to think about Divrei Torah, or just, if I happen to think about Divrei Torah, do I have to make a bracha or not? It's not entirely clear in the Mechaber. It's the Dian in the Poskim. So, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, here, disagrees. And he says, two questions. Number one, he says, what do you mean? He says, V'hagisa bo yom ha'malayla. Torah is about higayel. Torah is about contemplating, about thinking. How could you argue that hearer doesn't need divrei Torah? That is what divrei Torah is. It's about thinking. It's about cracking your head. It's about trying to analyze. But then the Vilna Gaon asks another question. The Vilna Gaon says, and the Mechaber, you are not consistent. Says the Vilna Gaon, look at what you said in Sif Gimel, a line above. The Mechaber says, HaKoysiv v'divrei Torah? Afal pishe'eno kaira etzarech levarach. So what's the Vilna Gaon's kasha? Vilna Gaon's kasha is, why did you say HaMahara v'divrei Torah doesn't need to make a bracha? If you think about divrei Torah, you don't need to make a bracha. Because you hold hirur lav kedibur dami. Because you hold, if all you're doing is thinking about it, and you're not speaking about it, so then that's not dibur, and that's not requiring of a birkas hatayra. So then why by ksiva, where you're also not speaking, did you say that you have to make a birkas hatayra? That's the Goyin's kasha, and that's the Mishra Berurah brings down, that the Vilna Gaon, the Bi'ur HaGra, disagreed with the Mechaber, and he held that hearer also needs to make a birkas hatayra. Machlokes, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, and the Vilna Gaon, and the Gra. So the question is, how does the Mechaber get out of these questions? So first of all, the second kasha of the Vilna Gaon about ksiva is not necessarily such a difficult kasha. There is a tshuva in the first chelak in Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eiger. I got it over here. This was a tshuva, a fascinating tshuva. This tshuva was written to Reb Kiva Eiger by his uncle. And the tshuva begins discussing, it's discussing what they were talking about at the chasana that his uncle was very involved with. And he speaks at the beginning, Avidna Yoimetavel Rabbanan. This was written at Rav Kiva Eger's chasana, at the actual chasana that Rabbi Wolf Eger was very much involved with, because Rabbi Kiva Eger lost a parent. And that's how he begins the tshuva that we're speaking about, how unbelievable, and all the gedolim that are here. Avinu yom atam l'rabbanu, ayom yom hamugbol lefernecha ben achoisi chavivi klovavi asher akava ki yimale ayom kashanoi. You read the beginning of the tshuva, he's speaking about unbelievable chasana, and we're all here, and we're missing, you know, your mother who died young, and he was clearly involved in the chasana, and involved in bringing him up. And then he says, and I'm writing this tshuva now about the conversation that we had at the table. This was the chasana, and that's what the chasanas were about tshuvas, you know, written mamish at the table of the following issue. What happens if a person wrote out Sfira Sa'imer tonight? He wrote out Sfira Sa'imer. So can he still count with a bracha? Was he Yotzei? And the opposite is, what happens if you have a person who's not able to use his vocal cords, and he doesn't have the ability to enunciate and count b'peh? This happens. People, these shilohs come up, not always in Sfira Sa'imer. Sometimes I had a shiloh person ask me in terms of Kriya Shema, what does he do? The doctor says, with this surgery, you're not allowed to use your vocal cords. So what about using ksiva? What about using ksiva for Sfira Sa'imer? So the uncle of Reb Kiva Eger writes his tshuva. This was the discussion at the table at the chasana. And he's bringing rayas, and he ultimately he thinks that a person was not yotzei if all he did was he wrote it, because he says that Chazal, the Rishonim tell us that Chazal didn't institute a bracha on bir chametz, on bittel chametz. I'm sorry. So they ask, why didn't Chazal institute a bracha on bittel chametz? So that's what the Rishonim say. Some of the Rishonim say, you don't make a bracha, that's something that's davar atali belev. And bittel is tali belev, so therefore you don't make a bracha on that. So if they instituted a bracha on Sfir Sa'imer, so it obviously means that you can't just, you have to enunciate it, you have to be medaber. So that's what Rav Wolf Eger wrote this tshuva. But then he asked on himself, he says, but what are you going to do with Birkas HaTorah? What are you going to do with Birkas HaTorah? Because Birkas HaTorah, the Mechaber says that if you write down the Torah, if you write Ksiva, then you are Yotzei. So you see that Ksiva is something that's wrought you for a bracha. So isn't that a kasha on my whole analysis? And how can I say by Sfira Sa'imer that you're not Yotzei? Yeah.
Maybe because it says, Kismullah
Kamasa
Shira Zos.
Oh. Beautiful. Beautiful. So wait, which word are you saying? You're saying because of Kismullahem or because of Lambda?
That's what. No, because Kisvu is part of Talmud Torah.
Why?
Because Kisvu is to be Malavid.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. So he says here, he quotes from the Shev Yaakov, a beautiful Vart. A beautiful Vart. It's very connected to this Vart. So he says, don't ask me from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the bracha, is exactly what Eve said. Talmud Torah is about perpetuating the Torah. Talmud Torah is ulamdas b'nei souls of shinantin levanecha. That's the purpose of Talmud Torah. Memela, if you do a b'ksiva, you can also accomplish that. So you have chidush haTorah, so they'll take it off the shelf. So what? You didn't say it, b'peh. But now you wrote it down, so now it's a perpetual entity. It's now going to pass down from generations to generations. That's what Talmud Torah is about. Memela, if you what? If you make a birshat Torah and you're going to learn and you're going to be selfish and say, this is my Torah, and I'm not going to share Torah, it's going to be lilmo, jaloi, amanat, lalami, you're not going to share your Torah. According to this tshuva, you shouldn't have made birshat Torah. Shouldn't have blessed. The whole purpose of Torah is to learn with others, to share, is to get involved, other people involved, lambda. So Mimele, he says that that's something that can be mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'limadetem es b'neichem, so Mimele, you have no kasher from ksiva kediv. Reb Kiva Eger happens to argue, I don't want to get too off topic, Reb Kiva Eger writes, there's a few tshuvas, this Reb Zev Wolf, then Reb Kiva Eger after Sheva Brachos, he says, I have a few minutes right now, but there's still a lot of people around. I don't know, he says there are a lot of ponim chadoshos here. I'm not sure if that meant, like, it seems like, I wasn't sure if that was during Sheva Brachos of ponim chadoshos, or he just meant there are, like, a lot of important people, like, in town. So he says, Chachmei v'nechbadi a'ir. So I don't have a lot of time, but I'm just going to quickly answer all of your rais. And he disagreed entirely with his uncle, and he thought Ksiva is Kedibor. And he thought all the rais that it's not Kedibor are not correct. And he says, and what's the kasha from Birkas HaTorah? He says, yeah, if you're just Mahar, the Machaber says, and you just think about Torah, so the Machaber says, don't make a bracha. Aye, the Machaber said what? That Ksiva you should make a bracha? That's because what? You make a bracha when you do an action. So instead of speaking, you acted, you wrote. But there was a maisa mitzvah there. So why can't you say that? That's why the Mechaber says, such a pashut etzvah, Reb Kiva Eger says, he says, I didn't even understand, you know, what you guys were talking about my wedding. Maybe you should have paid attention to the wedding. You know? So he says that over there you did a maisa, so therefore you should yoytze birkas haTorah. Okay, it's an interesting debate. Others say a different shot by birkas haTorah, but it has ramifications legabe the Shiloh that it does come up about ksiva kedibor. I'm being mekatzer. There's a few more rayas about the issue of ksiva, about edim sending in their edus, about the Gemara saying that that's not acceptable because of mipiem. So what do you do with that? Is that a raya yes, a raya not? But that's the way Reb Kiva Eger discusses, responds to his uncle about that issue.
What about by the Yavon, right, he has to be Beyonce, the Umbra, and she can't say what she's a mute.
Right. Yes, so actually, it's funny, the Tshuva goes on to say, to discuss, not that case, but I think it would be equally applicable, about an Elaim that the Mishnah says by Mafresh Truma that he doesn't have the ability to make a bracha about being Mafresh Truma, like the Gemara's in Brachas and the Mishnah's in Trumas that discuss that thing. So Reb Kiva Eger says, yeah, he would have been Yoytze, and the Gemara was just saying that he's not going to, because they want to figure out an option to be Yoytze L'chadchila Shab L'chadchila. And in Elam, even if he writes it, it's still not being Mashmiel La'ozno, so it's not being Mekayim Nedin L'chadchila, but in a Hanami, Reb Kiva Eger assumes that that would have been good Bidi Evid, so that's part of what the discussion there over there is. So in terms of the other Kasha, about the essential Kasha of whether or not you should make a bracha, either says the Vilna Gaon, how can you say hear her is not Torah? Of course you need your head. So I think the answer to that, there could be a different approach. You're true. You're involved in Talmud Torah when you're being Mahara in Torah. But the bracha of Birkas HaTorah is the Lasik B'Divrei Torah, is the Esek HaTorah. That's bringing Torah into a new darga. Yeah, there could be higayon. A person could contemplate, a person could think about Divrei Torah. But if a person doesn't get involved and he doesn't enunciate, so then the Torah is not on the highest level. It's not the full-fledged kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And on that, Chazal weren't mitakein Birkas HaTorah. And that's why in the bracha we say la'atzoik b'divrei Torah, that it should be his askus of Torah, that you should be medaber in the Torah, and it shouldn't just be random thoughts in your head. That perhaps Maral suggests such a pshat. Rav Avadya says such a pshat when it comes to Birkas HaTorah. And then maybe you're saying that there's a new level of Talmud Torah, that is the answer to the Mechaber. Not that you're not Yotze in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but on Birkas HaTorah was established on the highest level of Talmud Torah, the real Iker Talmud Torah, which is the Hesatzkus of Talmud Torah, which includes Dibor and not actually expressing it and not leaving it as in the thought process in the recess of one's mind. That what?
When you learn.
That you should express it. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. 100%. Right, exactly. Exactly. So beautiful. So listen to what the Maharsha says. So now let's get back. Why are we talking about this? So the Gemara says, Machshava Ma'elis, sometimes if you're in the world of Machshava, so it's Ma'elis, it has an effect, an impact on your Divrei Torah, that it makes you forget the Talmud Torah. So Rashi learned and Tosis learned it was certain machshavas, either distractions, either daigus or plans. You're going to plan. It's not good. That's not going to be good for the world of Torah. Listen to what the Maharsha says. A totally different pshat, but a fascinating pshat. And I think it's a riot to the pshat that we're saying to the yisha for the mechaber, to the answer of the mechaber of Birkas HaTorah. Listen to what the Maharsha says. Ayin peirush Rashi v'Tosis. But Oidish Shleimer, an additional pshat, da'afilu dvar Torah. She'ikara b'machshavas halev, even Dvar Torah that he's being maskim, like the Goyin, that you need machshavas halev, you need to contemplate, you need to use your thought process. Ma'eles v'loy sagi lei lil moid oisa b'machshava b'lvad. Eletzorich gamkin l'migarste b'peh. K'damrinan b'alma da'akim osvosav avekzat maisa, like we hold, la'alocha Rabbi Yochanan says, that you can get punished for what? For dibur. Akim osvosav. Is enough of a ma'isa that you can, even if you just you did akima befiv, you caused an ox to get muzzled just by calling it out. Rabbi Yochanan says that also is considered a ma'isa akima slasov. So you need to make sure that the Torah is not just abstract. The Torah is not just something in your head. The Torah is not something that's not physical. It should be with an akima slasov. But it's not just a tactic. It's ma'eles. He didn't make it a mitzvah. Memela, we have a beautiful raya from a Gemara, according to the Maharsha's pshat, to this additional pshat of the Maharal, of Rabbi Avadya Yosef, to explain the Mechaber, not that Talmud Torah doesn't need machshava. Not, of course, the Goyon is necessary, but it's not the full-fledged Talmud Torah. That's not what the bracha of Lashlik B'Torah was established on, the real Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah that is Niskayim, that exists, is in a Talmud Torah with a Maisa, with Akima Svasov, like Rabbi Yochanan says, and therefore that will last. So I heard that Rabbi Avadya once said on this Shiloh, I heard on a Shir once, that Rabbi Avadya, Rabbi Radinsky once, when someone once sent me this Shir, he said it as a Yortzeit Shir for Rabbi Avadya, that he once spoke to Rav Avadya about this Shaila, about the Mechaber and the Gra, and Rav Avadya responded to Rav Radinsky about this idea that Avada, the highest level of Torah, is when you're going to speak about it, and that's the answer to the Mechaber, to the Goyin's Kasha. But then Rav Avadya said the following, this is fascinating. He says, and I'm Mishtoyman. I can't understand that the people are learning the treasures of the Torah. They're not going to speak it out. They're not going to say it. It's just going to be a thought. Rav Avadya like couldn't understand someone who was so dovuk to the Torah, not to enunciate the words of the Torah. It's something that's so mistaber that it should be a mitzias, that it should come to life, that it should be real, that it should be palpable, should be with akimas vasayim. Yehei mashvi yehei. We have l'chayra, a gemara over here that could be a raya to this big question on the Birkas HaTorah, on the Birkas HaTorah issue, and we just dealt with something in Yana D'Yoyma, Legabe the Sfiras HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer B'Ksal. Yeah.
But you have to be mevarech the Torah of the Torah, but you don't understand the word of Torah. Still have to make a problem.
So
it has nothing to do with
Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, is a famous Balatanya. The Balatanya makes a distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh.
You still have to make a problem, even though you don't have any Higayon.
Torah Shebichsav?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
So he writes there that there is a chashivas of Torah Shebichsav in its own, independent of Higayim. Yeah. And that's why you could be yotze with Torah Shebichsav certain things even if a person doesn't understand, because there's an independent reality to those.
It has to be the Lashon Kodesh, or it could be Torah Shebichsav reading in English for the
prophet. You're saying for that Balatanya.
So
I would assume it would have to be Beloshon HaKodesh, yeah.
Whereas Mirkus HaTara on Torah Shabbat could be in English.
Sure, for sure, but it needs Higayo. It needs understanding, yeah. Yeah. So then the Gemara goes on, Amar of Yudei Masai. So the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah that we had a while ago. The Gemara was discussing all of the lists of the Psulim and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah, the Psulei Edus. And then the Gemara said, Amar of Yehuda, Emasai bizman she'em lan umnas elohu, aval yesh lan umnas shaloihu, sheir. So this we discussed at great length, the Machlekes, whether or not Rav Yehuda was arguing with the Tanakhama, or was he adding on to the Tanakhama, whatever it is, whether he's arguing or not, Rav Yehuda's clearly telling us that the issue of a Mesachik Bekovya is only in a situation where he doesn't have another job. But if he has another job, so then he's A-OK, which obviously is implying that the issue is not Mesachim B'Kuvya, but it's rather an issue of Enos Thuko B'Yisuv V'Shalaylam. He's not part of society, which Abe, we had a big discussion, what does that mean and what happens? Lamaisa, we discussed, Abe asked very good questions about, you have certain people that might, it's not that they're involved in negative things, but they might just not understand the way the haloch yelech of the world, and they might not be able to testify about things, and they might not know business, you know, so that therefore they might mess up and slip up. And that was, I think, we had a Sanhedrin Tana that discussed that issue based on the tour. So the Gemara is commenting on this issue. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Loza, the Gemara is just clarifying halacha, who we paskin like. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Loza, kulin tzrichin hachroza bebezdin. What does that mean? All of them need an announcement in Bezdin. Hachroza bebezdin, Rashi. Ve'ena nifsalin le'edus ad shiachrizu bebezdin lohoidia psula. And they are not puzzle, they're not invalid as edim, until there's an announcement in Bezdin to notify that they are invalid. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, the Rambam says that Bezdin is lav dafka, which I don't know how he knew that, but the Rambam says, "Bate knesios u bate midrashos." As long as wherever people know about, Rashi seems to quote the Gemara as Bezdin literally. So let's read on a little bit just to get a little bit more understanding. And then the Gemara has a machlokes about a roa, about a shepherd. Roa pligiva ravachav ravina, chadam or bari achroza, vachadam or loy bari achroza. Bishlam alamanda amr loy bari achroza. I understand according to the shita that holds that a roa, a shepherd, that is possible because sometimes he grazes in other people's fields and the animal eats off the other crop, right? That what? Bishlam lamanda amr loy bari achroza, hainu damar av Yehuda, amr rav stam, roya posel. That's how we understand Rav Yehuda Marav, that a roa is possible. What do you mean, stam roa is possible? Even without an announcement. Because lo ba yachroza. Elamanda amr ba yachroza, my stam roa possible. So the Gemara says, no, the bistama machrizen ole, because we're assuming that most roas, they announce about them that they're possible. Hayi matana davachasma ole train gazlonim. There was a certain shtar about a gift, that there were two edim that signed the shtar. But these two aidim were gazlonim. Savra papa bar Shmuel lachshure. The halo achrazina nalaihu. He said the shtar is kosher. Why? Because there was no achraza, and you're not possible aidis until you have an announcement. Until you have achraza. Amr le rava nihid beinan achraza begazlon derabbanon begazlon deoraisa mi bainan achraza. End of the Gemara. Says the Gemara that is wrong. We misunderstood everything. V'kulon tzrichen achraza is going on what? Is going on our Mishnah, which we said many times was what? Was psulei edus midrabbanon. But if you what? You have a real bona fide gazlan, a psul de oraisa, So that person is pasul even without hachras. From the ma'isa aveira alone, he becomes pasul. So kasha number one, why should there be a distinction? Where did this whole halacha come from? That psule derabanan bo'inan achros, even within gzela, you have the same aveira. It's a gzela derabanan versus a gzela deraisa. A gzela deraisa, you're pasul from the ma'isa aveira. And a gzela derabanan, no, we can machshir the shtar. Why can we machshir the shtar? Because there was no announcement. What do you need an announcement for? Call the tukkan rabbanan, came deraisa tukkan. The rabbi's announcement should bear a love that didn't arise. And what's going on with this Gemara? Why is it suddenly that when it comes to these psulim, you need a achraza, you need an announcement? That's aura number one, kasha number one. Kasha number two is an issue that's brought up in Siman Lamed Daled, in Chayshim Mishpat, on this din, the psule edus. The halacha is, the Mechaber quotes, like the Lashon of the Rambam, HaPosel ben HaTorah she'eid edus habtela afal pishalei achruzu alav, like we just learned, bebatei knetzias ubebatei midrashas, v'HaPosel ben Devarim ha'eid she'eid koidim she'achruzu alav k'sheira. But an aid that was only possible to Rabbanim before there was an announcement, he's kosher. So there's 2 days in the Pisrei Tshuva on the following Shaila. Is that just in Dine Mominis? Or does that apply for Isurim as well? Major, major debate amongst the Poskim. Mamish Yevachronim and Akotza Lakotza about this Shaila. What should that debate be? The Gemara said, Midrabbanon, by a Gazlon, right? You should only be Posel if you need Hachraz. So the truth is, we had a Gemara earlier that the Rishonim discussed this issue of Hachraz. The Gemara earlier discussed a story about Milva Beribis, when we discussed it, all the sugya about loans and ribis, and Daf Chaf Hayim and Aleph. So the Gemara said, right in the middle of the Gemara, by Milva Beribis, that Rava told us, Amar Rava Leiva Beribis Pasal Eidus. So the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a story, the next line. Barbaitus asade betre sa de chad omer kami didi oisef beribusa, vechad omer le didi oisef beribusa. And pasle le rava le barbaitus. There were edim that said barbaitus lent beribis. And rava pasled them for edus. So the question was, the Rishonim asked, why were they pasled for edus? Then Mugi Yosef asks, don't we know that all the psulim derabbanon are only possible once there's hachrozo? So it's very nice what these guys are coming and saying, a story that he might have lent beribis, but there was no announcement in Bezdin. So, and there was no announcement in Shul. So if there's no announcement when it comes to psuli derabbanon, they're not possible. That was the question that we raised at that point in time, which was the first time we were introduced to this concept that I told you that we would get back to on this issue of hachrozo. That for psulim derabbanon, for invalid edus on a level derabbanon, you need an announcement, you need a achrazah. So the Mugi Yosef answers two answers. One answer was, the only reason you need achrazah is mishum pseida de lekuchos. That people shouldn't lose money on other shtaras because they didn't know about it. It was only a psul derabbanon. Over here, it's not going to be pseida de lekuchos over here. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. The other answer of the Rishonim is that what? Is that you're right. For any other Eidus, you need Hachrozah. But for Oso Eidus, for Oso Maisa, that you don't need Hachrozah. And that was what the Gemara was saying. For this case, he's going to be Pasul. And in Echanami, for other cases, for him to be established as a Psul, you have to rely on the Hachrozah. So what is the Machlekes? Why did the other Deya not like that idea about Lekuchos? So there's a fascinating Yesod that I think could perhaps shed light on all of the issues that we're raising right now. That's brought up in the Gemara later on. Rav Soloveitchik wasn't talking about this, but he made the following diak on a level of Deoraisa. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Tassim and Aleph, there is a concept of achrozah in biblical level as well. Pei Tess. And perhaps we could use this to explain this everything. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's think for a second. If you hold that the only issue of achrozah is a technicality, mishum pseida de lekuchos, so then, in which area of halacha would you hold that achrozah is necessary? Dine mamas. So that l'chayr is the explanation of those achronim in the Pesach Tshuva that limit this halacha of achrozah to dine mamas. So what do the other achronim hold? What do they argue with? That they say that it applies to all psulim d'rabbanan in all areas of halacha. So that's what we're going to try to explain right now. So the Gemara right before the Mishnah says something fascinating. Tana Rabbanan. Right before the Mishnah on Pei Testament Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. There's two Mishnahs? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. There's right before the wide lines. The Navi Sheker Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan Arba'a Tzrichin Hachroza. There are four people. Again, nothing to do with our Gemara. On a level of the Oraisa, that there's a Din Min HaTorah that you should be machriz them. That everyone should know about what they did. Hamesis. Person who convinced another person to get involved in Avodah Zarah. Ben Sarah Rumora, a rebellious child. Zokin Mamre. The Edim Zayman. These four individuals need hachraza. This is a biblical halach. Okay? Why? What is it about these four individuals? So what's fascinating, and it could be I mentioned this years ago, literally years ago, when on Daf Ches Amid Beis, we were discussing a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not a mesis gets hasra'a for his avera. So there was a Rashi that was mashma that he doesn't get hasra'a. Tosfos gets very upset, and Rashi doesn't get hasra'a. So if Soloveitchik suggested, that's all one issue. A Ben Sayer Umayra, we know this from a fact. Everyone knows this. Ben Sayer Umayra is nidod al shem sofa. Ben Sayer Umayra does not get killed because of an aveira that he did. A Ben Sayer Umayra has a status of a Ben Sayer Umayra, and then he gets killed for whatever reason. Nidod al shem sofa. But everyone has to know about this shame Ben Sayer Umayra before he's put to death. There has to be an announcement when it comes to this person. Eidim Zoymimim, says Rav Soloveitchik, he's Medayik in the Rambam, right? There's no Hatra, the Gemara says in Ksuba Islamic Gimel, also when it comes to Eidim Zoymimim, right? Because there's no Maisa Aveira when it comes to Eidim Zoymimim either. It's a status of becoming an Eid Zoymim. They're not punished for the action. It's that they did something and now they got a status. That needs Hachrozel. That needs an announcement. Center of Soloveitchik and Shitas Rashi, Mesis doesn't need Asra either. He is not being killed because of his Maisa Avera of his Hasosa. It's rather because of his status of being a Mesis. Memela, he's also added to the list of Arba Tzrich and Achraza, and he doesn't get Hasra, just like the Ben Saira doesn't get Asra, and just like the Eidzaimim didn't get Asra. All of these individuals, said Rav Soloveitchik, are killed not because of their action, but because of who they are and what they stand for. And therefore, Kol Am Yisrael should know that these people are being killed, that they should now act as a deterrent and now as a display, so that what you shouldn't become, and that's why they're being put to death, but not because of a classic Einish and a Maitza Aveira that would require Hasra and a warning, Lahavchin, to now distinguish in a Maitza, Lebein Shaygig Lemezid. Was it on purpose? Was it not on purpose? There is no on purpose, Rabbi Akson. I didn't do a Maitza Aveira.
They attained the status because of the action.
Oh, that's true. They can't just, it's not magical, right. But it's not those actions that now are required punishment, like Chilul Shabbos. That's where Soloveitchik was saying. And therefore, these are singled out, not like any other Maisa Aveira. They need a Hachroza before they're put to death. And perhaps they wouldn't even have Hasra. And they wouldn't have a warning because it's not classic rules and regulations of a Maisa Aveira that now leads to capital punishment. Oh, good, good, good. So Vayisru also, that's true. Many Rishonim learn that that is a Hasra. But it's not exactly... Yeah.
Right? So they told him not to become a Zokin Mam. What's the Hasra?
They told him to not become a Zokin Mam. Rabbi Gamliel didn't have a Zokin Mam?
No, they didn't say it. But they told him, you better listen to Rabbi Gamliel.
Right.
Because you can become a Zokin Mam.
Right. I think Amara says that they become a Zokin Mam. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, by Yisro, so I hear the Kasha. By Yisro, so but I don't think all the. I think that if I remember correctly, we have to wait till we get to the eighth parak. I think there's a Chazanish that discusses whether or not that's classic Hasra. I'm not sure that's classic Hasra. If for sure, there are Rishonim that learn that explained by Yisro, like you're saying, as Hasra. What might happen in a minute or a day? Let's say Adam Zayman, yeah.
So he has an opportunity to
even talk in. No. Once he did it, he did it. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you have all these other rules that apply to this new status. So that's on a level of the rise to these four categories, and that might affect whether or not you're going to need Hasra in these areas. But now when we take it back to the Durabonans, so it possibly could suggest that perhaps on a level of Durabonon, you're not being puzzled because of the Maisa Aveira, but you're getting a shame psul because of a status that now we are putting on you. And therefore, Mamela, it should be, whether it's Dine Mominus or Isurim, we're now shopping the status on this person, we're now setting up a status on this person that needs Hachraza. But before the status existed, you never became puzzle. Why? Didn't I violate an Issa Durabonon? Perhaps the answer is that an Issa Durabonon is not like an Issa D'Oraisa. An Issa D'Oraisa, we know, we don't have time to get into this, but an Issa D'Oraisa inherently is much more chomer than an Issa Durabonon. Perhaps when it comes to Isurim D'Oraisa, inherently that carries with it an automatic tool. You don't need an announcement. It's not because of a status. It's because of the Maisa Avera. You become possible Edus because you did a Maisa Avera on a level of Doraisa that now carries with it a Psul. On a level of Durabonon, inherently, there's nothing wrong with the Maisa. Why is a Durabonon Osir? So the Mesir Chachma tells us the Durabonon is Osir because it's a rebellion against what the rabbi said. Inherently, there's no problem with what you did. The Torah doesn't say that action is forbidden. The Torah says, listen to the rabbis. If all you did was something that the rabbi said not to do, so then what? So then maybe I'm not really going to be puzzled. You see from Yisurim Durabonon, this is not at the same level. So Memela, for me to be puzzled on a level of Durabonons, you see that halacha is much weaker, so Memela, they perhaps have to create that, and that should apply even to Isurim, not only to Dine Mamonos. Mirza Shem will speak about this next time. I don't think we're going to be on next week, because there is a community-wide Yom HaTzvot event. So Mirza Shem will be on, Mirza Shem, the next week. We'll build this again, when we have more time to get back to this.